how are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate and advocate. And we survive till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are here, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. We're getting ready for the big digital switch here, so we'll be doing that next week. And microphones on the way, everything, so it looks good. It looks like a go. Should be, huh, after a couple of months or so? Well, we're really cooking with gas, and we have some dynamite guests coming up on the program. Coming up next week, a couple that we're privileged to have. We'll tell you more about them as the week progresses, and tomorrow's the last day of the week, so stay tuned. Tonight, we're going to have back on the program, by popular demand, the ever-knowledgeable and certainly excitable, interested, enthusiastic correspondent for the American Free Press, Christopher Bolin. And Chris is going to fill us in tonight on a number of topics, obviously, and one of them that he's been writing about quite frequently from the foreign desk is the situation going on with Israel's nuclear power status, and one Mordecai Vanunu, who, as many of you know, was kidnapped by Israel in the 1980s from Italy and brought back to Israel, has spent a great deal of time, nearly 20 years in prison. He was released. He's been persecuted. He decided to become a Christian, and, of course, that has added to the persecution. Interesting things happening lately with Mr. Vanunu and added sentence and so forth. So we'll be doing that in just a few minutes with Chris. And before we do the break, I'd just like to give you that precursor so that you can dial up, get on the line, and be right with our guest. And then you know the number, of course, 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do is dial that number. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger, reminding you that you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, give them a call first thing in the morning, 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order it. InflaEase. InflaEase. Order it now. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And be sure to tell them you heard it right here on Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Yes, indeed, right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com is where you go. Tell on your friends as we continue to attract new listeners each and every day. Well, we're going to take our break in a moment, and when we come back, your calls and comments for our correspondent from the American Free Press, Christopher Bolin. And that number again, 800-313-9443. Many of you say, I don't give it out enough. Well, I've given it out several times now, so jot it down. We'll be back after the break. I'm Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on Republic Broadcasting, the number 800-313-9443. And I welcome to the microphones again, Christopher Bolin of the American Free Press. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Good to have you back, as always.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now, and you and Eric Hushmidt were on together last time talking about 9/11. And I think that might be a good place to begin. Before we get into the Mordecai Vanunu story and other stories that we were talking about last night, like the so-called new immigration reform bill, how it all ties together, I noticed that the administration came up with these charges, as you know, early on, about the alleged 20th hijacker, Mr. Zacharias Moussaoui.
Right.
And have you been following the latest turn of events in this interesting saga?
I haven't followed the latest. I know that he was in prison, and they said that he was the 20th hijacker.
Yeah.
And apart from that, I don't know anything special.
Okay. I know you'll be doing some research on it in the future.
Uh-huh.
It's just interesting to see that the government story has changed repeatedly, the allegations. You know, they actually said that there were going to be something like 20 or 30 planes supposedly hijacked by this so-called Al-Qaeda network.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as you know, this attempt to basically seek the death penalty as fast as they could rig a jury and convict him of any involvement in 9/11 is at the top of this, because because the Supreme Court and other judges, justices have intervened. It's very interesting the way it's going. He's not pleading guilty to anything to do with 9/11. No involvement in 9/11 whatsoever. But he is supposedly involved in this conspiracy against America. And these charges are interesting. And the fact that he cannot interview, basically question or call to testify on his behalf any of the people who are involved in these alleged plots. So, I mean, this is a direct violation of our own Constitution. And
he's a French citizen.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see how the United States government and George Bush, who's been on TV tonight, is, you know, telling us how concerned they are with protecting Americans and our Constitution, and yet here they're willing to write off the Constitution in such an important case as this. You know, just totally throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to start out with that because, as you know, this subject of so-called immigration reform has been a ruse, if you will, and the American Free Press has been writing about it recently. Congressman Ron Paul and others have given their two cents worth. It doesn't look very good. It looks like the beginning of a real national ID system, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about all of this, Chris?
Well, a national ID system, I don't think that's a very good idea.
No. I don't know of too many people who do.
No.
But the president does.
Yeah.
And the 9/11 commission members do.
Yeah. Well, they're using 911 to rewrite a lot of laws and make a lot of changes. But I wanted also to make a note that there is a new article out there in the New American magazine, which is doing the same thing about September 11th, what Popular Mechanics did in March.
And I've read it.
Yeah, you've seen that perhaps. Yeah. And it's coming out to conservative Americans in their mailboxes this week. Another one of these yellow journalistic articles. Basically supporting the U.S. government version of what happened on September 11th in a very sloppy manner. You know,
I'm kind of surprised because they've been doing some good work, but this one here was a big disappointment. I mean, if their point is to say, there's a lot of crazy people that get on the bandwagon and talk about UFOs and stuff and tie it all into 9/11. That's valid. That's a good point.
But they're attacking this Dave von Kleist.
Who
made this video in plain sight. He's sort of the main target of the article. And yet I spoke to Mr. Jasper, William F. Jasper, Jasper.
Right.
And he did not even call, he didn't even contact Mr. von Kleist when he prepared the article. And that's not very good journalism.
He also mentioned Eric too in the article.
Mentioned Eric, and he didn't contact Eric either. Yeah. I know that Eric Hufschmidt from Santa Barbara went down to Los Angeles. He was invited by a John Birch Society member, and he brought his book and DVD down to and he gave one personally to Mr. Jasper. But that doesn't seem to have had much effect. But what Jasper's really shooting at here, he's trying to attack the video evidence of the from the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, and he came out and supports. He said he supports the findings of the Popular Mechanics article. He says it's very credible. But I asked him yesterday. He was down here in Pensacola where I am, and I said, does it trouble you at all that this Popular Mechanics article was written by Benjamin Chertoff, a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security? And he pretended that he really didn't quite understand the nature of that relationship, but that he said it is significant, it is troubling. So he's trying
well,
to play
that's
both sides.
Well,
that's
progress there.
Yeah, he's trying to be he's trying to maintain his credibility among his readers, but I really think that this John Birch Society newspaper to come down like on the side of the government story. I mean, because it is a very, very strange argument that they're giving here about the Pentagon.
Yeah.
They're saying that they're quoting Benjamin Parton, General Ben Parton.
I was just going to mention, Ben Parton.
Where he says that the plane was traveling at a very high rate of speed. Well, we really don't know what the speed of the plane was because their transponders were turned off.
Yes, that's right.
So we only have estimates.
That's
but,
right.
But they choose a speed of something between 500 knots and 600 knots, very high speed, which is faster than these planes can travel, especially in the lower atmosphere. That's what Mr. Parton told me this morning. It's about 1.5 times the speed of a bullet, a pistol bullet. And because he says that the plane was traveling about 700, 800 feet per second. Mm-hmm. And then when this aluminum-bodied aircraft hit the Pentagon, he says that the kinetic energy converted into thermal energy, heat energy, and produced this white cloud that we see, which looks like an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that this is the vaporization of aluminum. And I just got off the phone with a scientist at Livermore Lab who says this is a little bit difficult to accept.
Yeah, well, that's only one of the seeming, if you will, contradictions in that article, New American. The other, of course, was in a previous article, they had also basically were talking about the Pentagon hit and basically accepting at face value what the government said without questioning any of it, the fact that the government did not actually produce for reporters to see any of the so-called remains of the bodies or
right.
the so-called aircraft. So
right.
why would they just accept that at face value when we've already seen how this administration has lied repeatedly?
Of course, it's one lie after another with this administration. Sad to say,
yeah.
But it's interesting that I was speaking to Dave von Kleist this morning. And he told me that I think his name is Joseph Alba, the former head of FEMA, had
mm-hmm.
said I didn't know this, but he had said that he was at the Pentagon as the head of FEMA, and he had seen half of the passengers still buckled into their seats inside the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have the plane vaporizing on contact, but mm-hmm. it delivered half of the passengers still buckled into their seats into the building.
Yeah.
This is too much. And then one has to remember also that General Pardon, I mean, he is a man who's done a lot of work on Oklahoma City. This is the general, the Air Force Brigadier General,
mm-hmm.
who did investigation work at Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, yes, there's evidence of explosive charges inside the building.
Yes.
Okay? And so that there was the truck bomb outside, and then there were these explosives inside the building. And I asked him, you know, he says that the plane hit the Pentagon and bored a hole, a 16-foot hole getting down to about a 12-foot diameter, through six walls. That's through 10 feet of steel-reinforced concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I talked to another pilot, Russ Wittenberg, today out in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and he says that the aluminum of a plane is so fragile that it crumples. And you would expect more to see this thin aluminum crumpling up like an eggshell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
As Professor Griffin, as you know, who's done this recent expose at Madison, Wisconsin,
yeah.
And of course C-SPAN 1 will not carry it now, but supposedly C-SPAN 2 booked
on Saturday, right?
It will be airing it Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. supposedly Eastern time. But Professor Griffin is no cuckoo clock, and he's certainly no novice in this area. He's a very distinguished theologian who has written on a number of subjects, and certainly his work cannot be discounted. He wasn't even mentioned in the article, and his book is now considered to be quite a penetrating analysis
that David Griffin is also from Santa Barbara.
Right.
And he's working with Jimmy Walter and Eric Hufschmid. I mean, the three of them will be in Europe. I'll be in Europe, I think. There's going to be a European speaking tour. And but David Griffin is a theologian, and I look forward to seeing his program on Saturday.
Yeah, because we've interviewed him a number of times locally and here on the program also, and he's also worked with Paul Thompson and others who have done great monumental books on the 9/11 timeline. Anyway, we're coming up against the next break, so when we come back, I want to get into this some more. I want to get into the business of Mordecai Vanunu in Israel and this whole business of nukes, because we're hearing a lot now, We're wondering exactly what's going to happen with regard to Europe and the United States attacking Iran. So we'll do that when we come back, and we'll invite callers to get on the line now at 800-313-9443. That's the number. Our guest, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press, and you're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Yes, sir, that's the story. One of those weapons, of course, is, the atomic bomb. And Israel, as a matter of fact, happens to be the only country in the Middle East right now that still somewhat denies it so, but does have, in fact, the A-bomb, the nuclear bomb, and does use it as an ace to threaten thermonuclear war against anyone that might wish to altercate with her, and yet the same power, nuclear power, that's in violation of all of these UN resolutions continues to insist that Iran is the culprit because of those radical mullahs. And before we go to the phones and talk to Scott, let me ask you, Chris, you've been talking with, you had the privilege of interviewing this nuclear scientist in Israel who spent 20 years in prison, Mordechai Vanunu. What kind of an interview did you have with him, and what did you learn?
Oh, well, I call him up whenever something comes up because he's really quite accessible. He is staying at a cathedral in East Jerusalem. He's staying at the Anglican Church there, St. George's Cathedral, and he lives in the guest house. I think he has a title of being the bell ringer, so they gave him a job. Because he is a Christian, he converted to Christianity in 1986, and he because he spilled the beans on Israel's nuclear weapons program, he's persona non grata among Israelis, and there's a lot of people who would kill him, And so his life is actually in danger.
That's right.
And he wants nothing more than to get out of Israel. But Israel has made it so that since his release in April 2004, he's not allowed to leave the country, nor is he allowed to associate with foreigners. And he's not allowed to speak to the media, but he's interviewed with me a couple times on the phone, and that is one of the counts against him when he went to court last April 12th. He was in court. The very same day, or actually the day after, Ariel Sharon was meeting with George Bush in Crawford, Texas, pointing out the nuclear sites in Iran. Now, what needs to be understood here, it's very clear, is that Iran is a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
Yes, they are, yes.
As is Iraq, and all countries of the world have signed on to this Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty called the NPT, except Cuba, Pakistan, India, and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the last three countries are all nuclear weapon countries. Israel is and has been a nuclear armed country since the late 1950s,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the timeline and if you look at the degree of technological development and the sharing that went on, particularly between France and Israel and the United States and Israel, that country, Israel, probably had nuclear weapons already by 1960.
And then the case of the, at least the allegation of the U-238, the uranium that was missing, and whether it was actually stolen or whether it was given surreptitiously to Israel.
The Shapiro case from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what happened. There's a lot of cases like that.
You know, it was like after World War II, you know, Chris. The Soviets, it is alleged, did not really get the A-bomb information from the Rosenbergs, but in fact the United States government gave it to them so we could have a new enemy, but we'd have a stalemate. We'd have the so-called Cold War
mm-hmm.
to fight for 40 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, the treachery from within our own government that we keep talking about, and most people don't understand, the enemy within is far more dangerous than the enemy without.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And this is a very important point. Let's take a call first from Scott from Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
You're on the program with Christopher Boleyn.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, great. Hey, you know, one thing I did want to bring up that was just recently, within the last 6 months, it was kind of reported and confirmed sort of anonymously, even in the Zionist Press of America, that Israel had nuclear capability in submarine platforms.
Right.
Are you aware of that?
Right. I think they received three submarines from Germany, either free. I think they got them for free. They're diesel submarines, if I remember correctly. But they are. Israel quickly converted them to submarines that could carry nuclear warheads.
Right.
On their missiles. And so, yes, Israel is now a country that has the
ability to project nuclear weapons throughout the world.
Exactly.
And that is more than a defensive posture.
Yes.
And for us to watch Israel sell all kinds of military secrets to China, while we continue to support them with billions of dollars in direct money and billions more in aid and go fight wars for them in the Middle East to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, and to have the arrogance of an Ariel Sharon and you know, it just blows my mind that we are giving them the capability to do what they're doing.
Yeah, it's also this is all a violation of American law.
That's
We're
right. Hey, stay where you
money.
Are, gentlemen. Stay where you are, caller, and we'll be back with you, Chris. We'll pursue this on the other side, okay? All right, I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We'll be right back with more of this exciting program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
Yes, sir, we're back. And you can dial into the program, 800-313-9443. We're speaking with Chris Bolin of the American Free Press, the Washington Weekly that blows the stories that the media bosses don't want you to know about. You can go online tonight, read all about it, the American Free Press. One word, AmericanFreePress.net. Okay, we're on the phone with Scott from Massachusetts. And, Chris, I think you wanted to finish your thought first in response to Scott. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that after the break, I wanted to say that it's the mainstream media completely ignores the plight of Mordechai Vanunu. Here is a Jewish fella who is converted to Christianity. He's from Morocco originally, a Moroccan family. And he, you know, he's a nuclear dissident. He is the world's most best-known nuclear dissident. He is a political prisoner in Israel. Mm-hmm. And yet the United States Congress and the United States media will not step up to the plate for him.
Whereas George Bush didn't mention him tonight?
I didn't listen to George Bush tonight. But in general, the media is absolutely silent about him.
Absolutely.
And they all have correspondents in Jerusalem. They could all go over there to the St. George's Cathedral inside the complex and discuss with him, and they could talk with him. but they won't do it. You see, there's
a
blackout.
You would think that a fellow like Ted Koppel, who's stepping aside now from Nightline, right?
Yeah.
One of his last most fascinating broadcasts, being Jewish himself,
absolutely,
would be very interesting. It would be for him to interview one-on-one, or at least attempt to,
absolutely,
Mordecai Vanunu.
Absolutely.
You would think the same of all of these others that are working for the big three, so-called big three networks. They have a story here that is far more sensational than the allegations against Iran's alleged nuclear
capability. Absolutely. But like Mordecai told me the last time I talked to him, I said, why do you think the Israeli government continues to persecute you? And he says is that they don't want my story to come out. They don't want me to be able to reach to the mainstream media. And nor do they want me to get out of the country because they want total silence.
Now,
they want total silence on Israel nuclear program.
That's right. It's been reported, and Scott, you mentioned this the other night, on Israel radio. It was Kol Yisrael, October 3rd,
mm-hmm,
I believe, of 2002. Ariel Sharon, speaking to Shimon Peres, says, don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. Well, boy, I'll tell you, that is a damning statement if I ever heard one.
Right.
That came right from the mouth of Mr. Sharon himself, the butcher of Beirut.
The butcher of Lebanon, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is here, you know, is you're not going to hear it in the mainstream press because they control the mainstream press. And that's just too bad, and it's sad. But the other thing is the New American, as a 20-year-old military person, I was kind of weaned on New American books, and I read all the books. I used to get underway on a ship and read four or five of them in a month, and did this for years. But weaned myself away from the New American and just kept the magazine. I quit it like 5 years ago because I just saw it as a obfuscation of the truth and sent to conservative people, you know, God-fearing people. It's just a lie. I see I see right through the New American. And, you know, every once in a while they come out with something that's decent and everybody goes, ooh, and the New American's so great. But, you know, I've had them visit me and ask for a contribution and membership and all of that and said, no, thank you. You know, you guys, I don't trust you that much. But that's just my own feeling.
Sure.
What I wanted to ask you, Chris, was how do I get to be able to distribute the American Free Press? See, I have a little store.
Right. Oh, that's very good.
And my 22-year-old son has been bothering me all week for a number to call.
Oh, that's great.
So that he can pick up 10 or 20 of these and distribute them. So where does he call, Chris?
Yeah. The phone number is, I believe, 888-699-NEWS.
And I'm 99-NEWS.
Yeah, 1-888-699-NEWS.
All right, and he can ask for like the
distributor thing, and it's amazing because I was just visiting I was in New Orleans, and I walked into a news shop,
yep,
and there, clipped onto the world news rack, on in a very prominent position was American Free Press. I was very glad to see that because
mm-hmm,
it reminded me of old times when you could get the spotlight in places like Santa Cruz, California, at the cigar shop and things like that.
Well, Chris, let me tell you, the young man who's telling me to do this is 22 years old.
Yeah.
And he sees a lot of people every day. And
that's great.
He's got people coming in asking for it. So
that's great.
Yeah,
so
he is great.
You know, of course, you can go through the AmericanFreePress.net website, or you can go to that 888-699-NEWS telephone number.
Yeah, I think I'll have
him
call.
Tell him that Christopher Bolin sent you.
All right.
Thanks.
And you mentioned RBN, too, Republic Broadcast.
Absolutely.
Thanks
a lot,
gentlemen. Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye now. You can get on board, too, 800-313-9443. Got a question for Christopher Bolin. Chris, this story never seems to cease to intrigue me of Mordecai Vanunu,
yes,
because, you know, in the book by one of your great colleagues there, Mike Collins Piper,
yes,
he wrote the book The Final Judgment, which we've advertised in the past on my local program. And he made the charge that a lot of people find absolutely hard to believe, that the government of Israel and Ben-Gurion, by the way, Ben-Gurion's grandnephew now is head of ABC News, is it?
Really?
Well, I believe it's CBS News, actually. And that's interesting. Mr. Monvies. Leslie Monvies is his grandnephew, Mr. Ben-Gurion. Now, he made the charge, that is, Michael Collins Piper did, that the government of Israel wanted John F. Kennedy dead because John F. Kennedy, it was shown, was going to do something about Israel's nuclear capability in the Middle East. He knew what it meant for the world, and he felt it was the most dangerous thing. We could not allow it to continue. He wound up killed. The CIA tied in with the Mossad, James Angleton, the whole nine yards. That's one thing. But when you personally interviewed this man, Mordecai Vanunu admitted, at least his confession was, that he believed that story was absolutely true.
Yeah, he told me that before. Yes, he thinks that the he has some information, I think, too. But he did say that his understanding was, from working in the Israeli nuclear community, that the Israelis did put a hit squad, a hit on President Kennedy, because he was opposed to their nuclear program. Mm. And this all gets back to Dimona, which is where Dimona in the Negev Desert, where Mordechai Vanunu spent something like 12 years as a nuclear technician.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, the Israeli weapons program, nuclear program, moved to, and they, you know, Ben-Gurion told the world and Americans that this was a textile factory. And, of course, the Americans knew better because, you know, the United States had provided the first nuclear reactors to Israel in the Atoms for Peace program, and France gave a great deal of technology. And Israel and France worked together, which is why I asked Mordechai Vanunu about the testing, because I think it's an India Daily had raised this question: where did Israel test its first nuclear bombs? And the suspicion was that they had tested them in a third country like France or South Africa. So I asked Mordechai that, and he said that he knew that they had first tested one in 1976 in South Africa, but whether they tested one in France earlier, he didn't know. But, you know, these countries, this is the thing about Israel, is that the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty becomes absolutely ridiculous when you look at the degree of support and assistance that has been provided by countries like France, the United States, South Africa, and other countries to Israel. Yeah. I mean, look at Germany has now given, like we just, the last caller said, Germany has given three submarines which can easily be turned into nuclear, you know, missile launchers.
Yeah.
And where's Germany's responsibility in this?
And now we're looking at Mr. Putin as he is in the Soviet in Israel now from the Soviet Union, and his seeming rapprochement, first time ever for a Soviet dictator to go to Israel. It looks as if more and more this revelation, this Bible prophecy about Jerusalem being this capital of the one world system of Antichrist is coming to fruition.
Oh, it's frightful. It's frightful.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another call. Joe. Hey, Joe, back home in Rhode Island. Hello there. You're on the program Uncensored Radio Free America.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
And hi to your guest.
Yes. He's here.
My comment is I'm just looking at that picture of the president of Russia visiting Jerusalem today for the first time as a historic meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rick, you and I have talked in the past about the Kenites in Jerusalem controlling the largest army in the world, which would be the Russian army. Isn't it something how the relationship is somehow becoming very cozy now?
I was saying this a long time ago.
And, of course, Cain's seed also went into China. He took a wife from the land of Nod.
Yeah.
And so there is a an upside-down triangle there. And it
very
all points to Jerusalem.
Interesting and scary because, you know, we are in the middle of all of this. China and Russia are not enemies. They're friends. This so-called split was a tactical move, as General Ben Parton will tell anybody. He studied it all of his life. And we're getting ready now to see some action in the Pacific and right there in Europe and the Middle East. It's really going to get hot, I think, you know.
Well, it seems to me that all the political leaders are starting to check with one another.
Mm-hmm.
From all the kings of the earth
are
checking with one another, make sure all the ducks are in a row before the seemingly attack is made.
It's so interesting.
They want to make sure they're all on board before there's an attack.
Isn't it interesting, Joe and Chris, that before any of these world leaders seem to be able to make a decision, they first have to check with Jerusalem?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have to get, like, a permission slip.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush seems to do that. When you remember when Ariel Sharon went into Jenin in that camp, that basically a concentration camp community in the West Bank, mm-hmm. and he was, you know, brutalizing the population for day after day.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush put his fingers down and said, "Now I said stop." Mm-hmm. You know, and Sharon's, you know, going and doing it. Then Sharon was telling the United Nations and the world, "No one comes in and investigates what happened here.
That's
we
right.
will not allow it." Right.
That's right. A major war crime. And then again, this time in Crawford, you know, Bush put his foot down, just like his father did. No new settlements. You know, no increasing
yeah.
of
yeah.
the size of settlements. And Sharon goes back, and within a week, he's announcing expansions of 3,000, 4,000 homes in the biggest settlements.
And bigger amounts of booty, by the way, getting more aid from the United States taxpayers as he does it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no wonder the Arabs are looking at America with, you know, scratching their heads at the very least, saying, "You people are crazy." And,
I mean, clearly,
yeah.
clearly this indicates that Israel has you know, has twisted the arm of American congressmen and senators.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself, what is it that gives them that power? And it is like Eric Hushman is dealing a lot with now, that these our congressmen and our senators and our senior politicians are all blackmailable. They're either a criminal class that
mm-hmm.
is blackmailable, or what else could it possibly be?
Well, I think
how can you possibly get the entire U.S. Congress to go along with this?
The Tom DeLay thing is like a little diversion from
right.
what should really be the investigation. Now, this relationship with Israel and Mexico is becoming very interesting, isn't it?
Mexico, I didn't hear this.
Oh, well, you know, Israel is cozying up more and more to the Mexican drug cartel.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, they have trained many of the drug cartel terrorists.
Oh, my God. I remember when I was down in Guatemala, not so maybe 10, 15 years ago, and on that Lake Atitlan,
yep.
In the morning, these boats would come back with these ununiformed personnel carrying Uzi machine guns. And they had been visiting villages across
mm-hmm.
the lake during the night, and meeting these Israelis that were visiting from El Salvador.
Yes.
When you ask them, you know, I speak Hebrew, and I hear them speaking Hebrew, and I ask them, you know, ask them a few questions, and I ask them, well, what kind of things are you doing in El Salvador? And they say they were doing water technology. You know, this is the thing, is that the Israelis have been in Africa and South America for a long time.
Well, maybe they're art students.
Art students, that's it. Art students.
Rick, you also noticed that the
yeah.
Mayans, the Mayan language that was translated, the fellow in California, David
yeah.
Deal, did a translation of the picture language into the English, and come to find out many of the words ended up being Hebrew. The word Maya itself means numerics in Mayan, and in Hebrew it means numerics also.
Isn't that interesting?
So there is a
incredible,
and also in the Mayan pyramids there was a Chinese influence because they found a lot of jade inside the pyramids.
Uh-huh.
How did it get there? It's not native to the area.
Well, this is very interesting how it's all adding up, and the whole world seems to be evolving around Jerusalem, and these settlements, as Eric, Chris just pointed out, are growing by leaps and bounds, making any withdrawal almost impossible. Ariel Sharon is cementing this in violation of all international law, in violation of our laws and so forth, the treaties that they have signed. You know, it's like when Lenin said, the treaties were like pie crusts. They're made to be broken. You know, it's a joke. I mean, the American taxpayer is a sucker, and we are being played to the fullest, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Rick, we always talked about the U.S. rejecting one-worldism.
Uh-huh.
That Kenite army has that army up there in Russia, all reserved, waiting for the judgment. Now, I'm going to go to Ezekiel 38, Rick.
Yep.
Verse 3.
Okay.
And say, "Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal." That chief prince, translated into the Hebrew, is Rosh. In the Vulgar, it was Rush or Rusha.
Mm-hmm.
The chief prince.
Okay.
Okay. So this 38th chapter refers to Russia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to read a couple of verses in that 38, 14 and 16. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? Now 16. And thou shalt come against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land.
Mm-hmm.
So that the heathen may know me.
Yep. And the people of Israel here, meaning, of course, the Europeans and the Americans.
That's exactly right.
Not the so-called Israelites. Yeah.
Right. The Israelites that migrated, they became known as the Ish people in Europe.
Yep.
Ish meaning man in Hebrew. You know, the Spanish people, the Irish, the English, the Scottish.
Right, Joe.
Finnish. You know all those Ish people, Rick?
Yes, Joe. Well put. Well put, Joe. Thank you for your call, brother. Got to run. Okay, got to take a break. Chris, you stay there. Christopher Bolin on Uncensored Radio Free America. My name is Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
What kind of government rules your world? We have no government.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a dream come true, huh? We have no government. Oh, boy. Well, we got plenty of it here in Bushland, that's for sure, with Ariel Sharon, our government. Hey, let me remind you, Rick Adams here. You can live pain-free and without inflammation. Those of you suffering from arthritis, all kinds of crippling disease, thank Dr. Cass Ingram for his incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. You need to call him. and get this amazing product. 800-243-5242. Dial it up. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation, and be sure to tell them you heard it on Rick Adams. All right. Our guest, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press, and online you can go AmericanFreePress.net and look up some of the stories we're talking about. And, Chris, welcome back. And
yeah, Rick, can I say something?
Sure.
Your last caller was talking about the Meshech and Tubal, and
yes,
these tribes of Central Asia. Mm-hmm. And it should be noted that the Israelis who are the leading the country, people like Ariel Sharon and Shamir and
the Ashkenazi,
yes, they are all Ashkenazis.
Right.
And in Genesis, it clearly says that Ashkenaz is the son of, I think, Gomer, and of Japheth, and is not at all from the Abraham stem.
That's right.
And so this gets to some, you know, since your radio does get into some biblical proportions here,
mm-hmm.
This is important to note that the Ashkenaz and those who claim to be Ashkenazim, plural, are not of Abraham.
No, they are not.
And there's a very good biblical Palestinian American Biblical Society in Savannah, Georgia. I don't know if they're still existing, but they produced a book some years ago where they listed the 395 Palestinian villages that were destroyed by the Israelis in 1947-48.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed how the people who claim to be, the new Israelis who claim to be, you know, Jews, are in fact not of the faith, flesh, or promise of Abraham.
No, they don't believe in the Old Testament because they're racial Jews. They're not religious Jews. Karl Marx was a Jew by race. He was not a Jew by religion. That
right.
tells you something you need to understand. It's a racial issue. It's a gene issue. It's a bloodline issue.
Right.
And, the guy really knows what he's talking about, the caller who just called. And you
right.
do too, Chris. And this is off the main subject, but it ties in to what we're saying about power across the world. And this
it's
group.
Very important because Americans go to church every Sunday to hear about Israel. And
yeah.
there's a great deal of confusion over
sure.
Over the centuries, what is Israel today? What is Israel 2,000, 3,000 years ago? And
that's
we're talking
right.
about different animals.
You're right on the money, Chris, as usual. It's a pleasure having you with me. And we're going to have you back again in a couple of weeks or so.
Okay.
You stay with us. You come back again. We'll be expanding and doing a lot of good things.
Very good.
You take care, brother.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good night.
Chris Bolin, the American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen. Get your subscription today. That's the end of the program, I'm afraid. I'm Rick Adams, and don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back. Monday night, fascinating guest, former New York City detective. Boy, has he got stuff to tell you. Dirt like you wouldn't believe. We'll see you tomorrow night for Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams saying good night.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.